Hey, it's Breathe, Go, Flow time. This is Tracy Warfield, your head cheerleader. And this is episode 184, Back into Balance. My number one tip for helping you to realign when you've had that kind of day, that kind of week, that kind of life maybe, right? Where you just feel like things are just off kilter and you're not quite sure how to bring it back to center and to focus and just realign things, I've got a tip for you. And so hold tight, because I got you. I hear you. I've been there. I've been there many a times, and it is a practice. And so I want to offer my favorite practice to you that I know will help you to reel it back in and remember who you are and your power. But before we dive into that today, we got to do two things. One, I want to remind you to listen to all the other episodes at the podcast. This is for you. This is for this community of abundant, healthy, happy, authentic, unapologetic unicorns to be able to show up brighter, right? Be able to show up bolder in your life and walk like you mean it. So share this, right? Subscribe, share it with your friends, your local barista, I like to say, and be generous around that, because this community can't get too big, if you ask me. I love it. I love when people DM me or send me messages or randomly. I get a lot of random stuff. Like, I listen to your podcast. Wow, that's super, super cool. I love to hear that. And I love that it inspires you. Make sure that when you say that, you tell me why. Because I'm going to ask you, why? Why does it inspire you? How does it inspire you? What one thing did you take away and put into action in your life or breathe into in that moment? So be ready, y'all. Stay ready, because I'm going to ask you. You know, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. I want to hear how you're showing up for your life, okay? And then the next thing we need to do is breathe a bit, because more than likely, you've been holding your breath today, right? If you've been lost in thought, and I'm not talking about a daydream thought, a good daydream, you're fully, more than likely, in your breath, especially if it's super vivid and you're just like in it and it's feeling good. You're breathing beautifully, right? I'm talking about if you are lost in stress thought, fear thought, doubt thought, future thought, the past thought, sideways thought. That's when we tend to be holding our breath, because we don't want to let it go or we don't want to let it in. And so let's play with that, shall we? I think we shall. So if you're driving, I'd like to say, it may not be a good time for you to do this breath work, but just be safe, all right? Take a hand to your belly, a hand to your heart, if that works for you. If not, don't do that. Don't do stuff for long that does not feel good and is not growing you in a way that lights up you and will help you to serve and light up the world, right? Write that down on a post-it note or a red lipstick on your bathroom mirror somewhere. Don't do it, or definitely don't do it for long. Make sure that you are able to see the why in it and what it's going to bring to your life that meets your values, okay? All right, take a moment here. Take an inhale through your nose. Let it go. Woosah, right? I love saying woosah. It's just amazing. Open your mouth wide, you get a smile out of it. All right, can we talk about this, please? Because have you ever, the answer is yes, I already know, because many of us are out of alignment, right? Have you ever just found yourself, you're just crooked, all kinds of sideways? And it could have been just a rough week. It could be maybe something you can't really identify, right? You haven't necessarily been sitting with it and listening to whatever the voice that is within inside of you and the universe telling you what's going on, right? And you can't figure it out, right? Some of us, we know it. Like, I know when I'm out of alignment, right? My money ain't right. My body ain't right. My heart ain't right. Nothing's going right. I'm like, oh my goodness, I need someone to come lay hands on me or something, right? But in fact, I do know and have been in the practice of many things and to really identify that and also to bring it back. My yoga practice is one of those things that I use. And I was sharing, I had written up a social media post, and an article for someone around my practice and how there are certain things within the yoga practice. Y'all, I know many of y'all just think yoga is about exercise and it is about shaping your body. It is, but those poses mean something. They actually do things to your body, but also to your spirit, your organs, to all the things that make up you, your spirit that allows you to move forward and to open up and to rest and to do all the other things, right? But I was talking about that. I also talked about this, which I just alluded to, my number one tip. But first, the first thing I want to do is I just want to make sure, right, that you're aware when you're out of alignment. Like most of us know, but we ain't really trying to do anything about it, or we don't feel like we can. We feel like we're helpless, or we're in a space of hope, and hope is not a plan, right? We just hope I can somehow bring it back together. Over time, it'll just figure itself out. And the universe is powerful. Yeah, the universe will figure it out. Oftentimes it will be that you hit a wall, you'll get sick. It's a wall slide, right? You'll get sick. You'll blow up on someone. You'll whatever it is in a way that isn't necessarily the most productive way to bring yourself back into alignment. Or you'll try. Maybe you will. You'll try, but you'll try a lot of outside of you things. Let me say that again, because I am guilty. You'll try a lot. You'll be like, I need a detox and I want to do, you know, I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to go get a colonic. I'm all these things, which are all can all be very helpful in a lot of ways. Or you're looking for someone outside of you. I'm saying it, y'all. I'm saying it because I've been there to bring you back to center, right? Instead, it's really a you game. It's an individual game. And so I'm going to give you the cheat sheet, the number one thing that will help kickstart that for you. But again, before we do, here's some ways. If you're not sure you're out of alignment, that something is off. All right. I love this list because it's pretty easy. It's not a long list, but these are things that sometimes we take for granted that, oh, it just must be this, instead of, nope, your spirit's out of alignment, your body's out of alignment, your, you know, your all of it's out of alignment. So here's my favorite list. You're literally tripping over and bumping into people and things. A few years back, in one of my podcast episodes, you can actually probably a couple of them, I mentioned that I kept falling. I just kept falling. And I thought, okay, this must be, I need to go get my brain checked. My brain was fine. And I was going through a hell of a time for sure in my life. It was the hot, messy mess of my life thus far. And so my emotions were out of whack. My body was just not, you know, I was not sleeping. There's a lot going on in that. And I was falling and tripping and bumping into people and bumping into walls and hitting my head and doing all kinds of things out of alignment, y'all. All right, next one. You're oversleeping or you're getting no sleep at all, right? Out of alignment. Insomnia, those types of things, there's an imbalance happening, absolutely, within you, right? And some of these things are absolutely require you to check in. I should always say that. You should check in with your healthcare professionals and make sure you get a full checkup. And then, you know, if the checkup is like, everything's looking pretty good, there's some other work that you might want to do. Right? So just keep that in mind. Here's the next one. You're overeating or have a lack of an appetite. Out of alignment. The body wants what it needs, right? And what it enjoys, but also to the point of what it needs, right? And so if you're overeating, something's off. The brain is working extra hard. Again, check in with your healthcare professional. But if all of that is like, everything seems cool here, right? Then there's some other things that might be helpful for you. I know that, right? And then if you're not eating at all, obviously something's out of alignment for sure. Here's another one. You're constipated or you've got diarrhea. The opposite, right? Opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah, where you can't get it out or you can't keep it from getting out. That is out of alignment. The next, you are constantly, I've been here, constantly annoyed, frustrated, scared, stressed, or angry. Add anything else, doubtful, anything else in there. You're constantly challenging everything, even when it, listen, I'm a Gemini. I'm down for the challenge. I got a sword of a mouth that I have to sit and meditate on often because I want to challenge every single thing, and everything is not my battle. Some things are as a peaceful warrior, but some things aren't. So those are some cues and clues that things aren't quite right. Yeah. And once you get checked out and everything is on the up and up, right? I want to give you my tip because I'm not a medical professional. I'm a yogi and a wellness consultant on the path with you. And I know that things work. And I do know that this works because this is one of the most powerful things that we can do. So are you ready for it? Here it is. Get rest. Rest is the most powerful thing that you can do when you're, I believe, I have found, when you are out of alignment. Before you go seeking outside, once you've spoken with your healthcare professional, right? Before you start trying to fix things in your house and in other people and in your life, get some rest, right? Rest just brings clarity. It brings open eyes and opportunity. It brings a healthier body to the picture so that you can do whatever it is that is the next right move. It allows you, right, to breathe fully into yourself, right? It's the starting point for the alignment, right? It'll help with anything else you're going to do to try to bring balance back into your life. So here's what I'm going to ask you after all that, right? Is to release the doing. Write that on a post-it note somewhere. Release the doing more often than not. So here's some examples. Maybe you might decide to pop into bed earlier tonight. Or stop, drop, and take a good nap, right? I didn't used to be a napper. I used to be that person who's like, how do you do that? Now, right, I nap. But how did I start napping? I practiced. I literally, and this is when it was probably about 5 years ago when I was first traveling through Asia. And I had so much time alone. Right? I was traveling by myself and I would just be sitting, you know, and thinking, what can I do next? And I do very clearly remember, try to lay down. Just try and see what happens for 10 minutes. You can always get up, right? And so I did that. And the first couple times it was like uncomfortable and weird, right? By like time number three, I was like, I really do need to set an alarm because I was like 3 hours in. Nighttime was falling and it just threw off my whole clock. So I had to really dial that back a bit, right? But it showed that I was just tired. So the practice of napping is a thing. And there are many people who are experts on that. And that's something that would be amazing for you. All right, here's another suggestion. Make today a couch potato day, right? I didn't say bring the whole bag of chips with you. I just said make it that day that the couch is your, or your bed is your place, right? Maybe preferably a place that doesn't have the TV, right? So maybe it's not a couch potato and watching TV, but maybe you're just gonna have like a bed day. Right? It's been a while since I've had one of those, and I used to love those, especially when someone else is there. But I love that. Just, this is a bed day. I'm going to do what I need to do, but then I'm going to just go and lay back down in my bed, in my jammies, right? Make it a bed day. Make it a couch potato day for you, right? Or you can go find some ocean. I'm always good for that. Some nature, some forest. Go sit in it without your digitals, or at least turn them off, right? Rest. Nature knows how to rest, and pay attention, right? Because nature knows how to rest. Animals are going to get their sleep. They're going to get their rest, right? And so just pay attention. The ocean rests, right? At times, and just watch how it ebbs and flows and finds those moments of respite, right? As it's still flowing, right? All right, here's the last thing, a couple last things. One is I love to cook. And for those of you who do enjoy cooking, and I like to cook because I like to eat things that nourish me, and I like to know what's in the things that I eat. And so I really enjoy that. I enjoy that discovery. And it is somewhat rest to me, but maybe today you just take the day off. How about that? And you order something that's nourishing, maybe alive, right? Or raw or something along those lines that can nourish you, right? When you're resting, your body doesn't need a whole bunch of crap in it. It's very hard to rest when your body has that. How many of you know that? Y'all know my popcorn and wine stories. There's no sleep in Brooklyn when that would happen, right? So you really want something that your body can metabolize easily and really feels good and nourishes it and lights it up in a good way so that you can rest easy. Now, here's the final one. Take time out from the kids or the family. It's just a time out. Time out. Let them know, right? You're going to have a rest day. It's your rest day, right? And you can even make it a fun thing, right? Put it on the calendar. You can, put a notice on the door, right? From your kids, from your grandkids. Today is my day. Remove yourself from the environment. Find a place where you can take rest. I like a good spa, right? And just do it. And if you go to the spa, by the way, I don't know if you're that person, but after you have your treatments, just FYI, right? I used to like get up quickly and be like, I gotta run off to the next thing. Listen, I don't care who they have after you. Stay for at least a good 10 minutes. Let them know before. I'm gonna lay here for about 10 minutes after my treatment or whatever it is so you can get a little bit more rest, all right? Listen, that's the number one tip I've got for you, right? Because rest is powerful. It heals and it allows the body to remember its power and ease, and it brings it back to balance. You can let rest do the work, right? Just remember that it is a wellness practice. We don't often see it as that. We talk about sleep sometimes, but rest in a myriad of other ways is a different thing that you can work in every day. Many of us still need to relearn how to intentionally take time out to get horizontal and to let the world whirl, right? So you can practice with little bits, some of those things that I mentioned at a time. And I promise you're gonna get your glowy on. Your body, your spirit remembers what it means to be rooted and centered in the best view. All right? Listen, I'm gonna let y'all go, but I do wanna remind you, if you're listening to this in, let's see, March of 2024, I do have a 6-week Being Well challenge coming up. Now, we're just talking about rest, and you're like, you're challenging me? Yeah, I'm challenging you. Maybe your wellness practice or your goal is to get better rest, to see if that does impact some of the other physical and mental and emotional things that are weighing down your abundance, your health, your happiness. And so that may be something you want to focus on. And I am down for that because I got some tips for you. You want to join the challenge because it's a small group. It's a private group. It's a mastermind group, if you will, of folks who are coming together to focus on their particular goal. I'm leading it. I'm facilitating it. You'll get me live throughout the 6 weeks. You'll also get a private Facebook group. You'll also get a planner. You're also going to get each other in this small intimate group as accountability buddies to walk through and manifest. A lot can change in 6 weeks. A lot can change in a minute, but can you imagine what kind of things you can manifest in your life? Authentic, unapologetic unicorn in your abundance, health, and happiness in that time frame. I'm here to tell you quite a bit, and I would love to see you. So I'll put the link in the show notes and would love to get you registered. We start March 18th, 2024, and I'd love for you to be in that, right, with us, doing things that light you up so you can light up others. I want you to be grateful. Right? I want you to be grateful for your life. I want you to be grateful for the opportunity to rest, right? When you do get it, say thank you, right? What a beautiful thing to be able to just step back and let the world. right? While you get rest so you can come back and you can save the world. Or maybe that's just me. Listen, I love you. I want you to hear that today, right? If you haven't heard that, I want you to affirm that I am, I can, I will. Keep breathing. Stuff changes.